Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries on radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie, and I'm just giving God the glory and giving Jesus the honor for lifting me up so I can come to you in your eardrums this evening. That makes me feel so good. I am so happy to be here. I miss you all. If you haven't seen I Miss You video that I put out today, I miss you all, and I miss talking to a lot of you, and we're going to get back to that where we'll be able to talk and communicate a little bit one-on-one. The ministry is growing so fast that it takes juggling my schedule in order for me to get time in, but that's not a problem because God is my calendar keeper. So if you need help or you need to talk to me, he will make a way. Just reach out and hit me, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. All right, everyone. Looks like I'm going to slow down here a little bit and let you know that we are having a house of inspiration. His presence, prayers, and poems show this month, as well as Kimberly Horvath's, Clarify Your Life. And we will also be having the Y4C show this month. So check out your social medias for those announcements. And definitely tune in because we love the support. Now, Jesus was talking in front of a large crowd. And he went up on a mountainside and sat down. And his disciples came in and he began to teach them. And this is what he said. And this applies still today. And we have to listen very carefully. Because Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they would inherit the earth. Blessed are those who thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure at heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say any kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you, they will persecute you as well." And if you want to read that, that's Matthew, 4th chapter. And we read, Matthew 5th chapter. And we read from 1 all the way through 12. So Matthew 1. Matthew, fifth chapter, first through the 12th verse. Okay, I got that out. Woo! I got that out just in time. Okay, everyone. One of the reasons why I wanted to read that particular passage is because a lot of the things that said we were going to be rewarded for is those things that we most hate in this world, like to be persecuted because of your Jesus lover, or he's saying that we should be meek. We should be peacemakers. He's saying, blessed are those who actually take up these kind of characteristics as well as do these things, because they will inherit heaven. Okay. Not just earth. They're going to inherit the kingdom, be part of the kingdom. So never, never, never feel bad because people are persecuting you or laughing at you or asking, you know, where did you get from, and really thinking that you're misled, when here states clearly that blessed are the ones that do these things, for they will be comforted and they will be loved and they will be shown mercy. And we have to do that for other people before God can do it for us. All right, everybody, let's pull some music up here. One of the things that I'm feeling so real about is that I want you to know that we are having a retreat coming up, and look out for the information regarding that. It should be coming out to you really soon. Like I said, the ministry is growing so fast, and I want to thank the team that makes up the JHOM ministry. But I also want to thank you, because it's the listening audience that has kept us going for 8 years. Retreat or no retreat, this ministry is where it is because of the listening audience and the people who follow us. So I have a gratitude for you in my heart that could never be replaced. I think it's absolutely wonderful how I've met so many people from all around the world who enjoy the message that the Journey Home Outreach Ministry is giving. Now, if you want to visit our website, definitely do that, because we have a lot of spiritual tools there. The address is www.jhom.org. Okay, we're going to get this party started. And first thing up on the mic is Awesome by Cooley E. The Nazareth.
Awesome. Awesome. Shit. Awesome. 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 Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome. Awesome, my God is awesome, 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 my God is awesome, 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 yeah, my God is awesome, he took the loss upon that cross, no matter what he counts to, awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, 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 yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Yeah.
He the one who run this. I ain't talking Allen Ross. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes lost him. Dirty mouths lost him. Dirty spirits lost him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters, though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this awesome. Cause God has been so good to y'all, me, we, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, but he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they count to. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my Savior strong?
No loud.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway, I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and watch our love by sins away. So we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light. Cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no views of gray, no views of green. So that means no Mary J. But my guy way better anyway. So it's okay. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome, yeah, my God is awesome.
He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost.
Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, 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 God is awesome. That was awesome by Cooley E. the Nazareth. If you're just joining, you listen to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Flashback Friday with Sister Bucci, myself, Chicago-based poet. And I just wanted to start out just saying how awesome God is and how awesome he has made us and just how awesome it is for us to love each other as much as we do. All right, I want to keep on playing some music. We're not going to preach today, but I am going to be doing a sermon very soon, so watch out. All right, everybody, this is Destiny by Shakira Monique, and here we go.
You didn't think I would make it. Thought I would give up and just turn away. You thought I couldn't go through it. But see, I lit a fight another day.
Thank you. That really got my heart up and racing. You'll never stop me. Because when God sees, everybody has to remember that God knew us in our mother's womb. He set us aside. He knew exactly what he wanted us to do on this earth. One of the things that we have to do as a people is we have to find out what our God-given talent is and how we can utilize that in the kingdom to serve his people. This is so, so very important because he uses us in order to bless others. He doesn't have to use us, but he does use us to to bless others. And if we are not living in living towards our destiny or trying to live out our destiny, then you're missing what ultimately God has for you. So all you have to do is pray to Christ and say, you know, show me, order my steps, order me into what you want me to be. And then you can't go wrong being led by our Savior himself. So just ask him. He'll show you what your destiny is all about. All right. Let me take a breath. Slow down for a minute. You know, I'm so geeked up and so excited about being on the show today. It has been a while. So, again, glad to be here. Not going to keep boring you with my talk. We're going to move on to some more music. And then we're going to do Fire by Mr. M. Malloy. Here we go.
It's a new day and I got a new song to sing. Fire in my soul keeps on burning. I want it to burn up everything God like you. Cleanse me through and through. Your anointing burn tonight. I'm burning up with your fire. Your fire. As I lift my hands, I feel the Spirit moving me. I can tell he wants to drive, I'll take the back seat. Just like David, I could dance right out. Close. It must be the Holy Ghost. Oh, 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 oh. I put my flesh aside. Let the oil of your anointing flow tonight. Oh, I'm burning up. Oh, oh,
oh. Don't want to put this flame out.
No, cause I
can't get enough.
That was M. Malloy with Fire. Deep down inside. Deep down inside. You have this burning fire sometimes you get when you get excited about God. And it is like fire in your belly. You must talk about him. You must be in his presence. You just can't live without it. That's that fire that we all should have. That we want to get back in the presence of God. But the only way you can do that is through his son, Christ. So if you haven't accepted Christ, all you have to do is say, Christ, Heavenly Father, I come to you boldly, accepting you and your son. He died for me. He rose from the dead. He's on your right hand. And please cleanse me and forgive me of all my sins. You're saved. That's how simple it is. Now, your faith walk is a little harder, but getting salvation, that's all you have to do. All right, everybody. I'm going to go back to the reading for the week in Matthew 5th chapter. We're going to go from 1 through 12, first to the 12th verse. And it said, now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So, you know, persecution and following Christ goes together. And what I mean by that is that we have to get up and take up our cross, bear the cross that is given to us on this earth. And the reason that we have to do that is because Jesus died on the cross for us. And he's, before he left, not even in this, in what I'm reading, but other passages in the Bible, always talk about that we will be persecuted and hated. A prophet will not have a good name in his own town. People won't care what you're doing about Jesus, for Jesus. You just get persecuted and pushed away. But God is saying, if you take on the character, keep being thirsty for righteousness, for you will be full. You know, let them persecute you because you're going to inherit the whole kingdom. So as Christians, we have to have tough skin is what it boils down to. And let nobody break the spirit that God has put inside of you to do exactly what you were called to do as earth. Okay? That was a mini sermon. But one of the things that Jesus came to do was to set us free. So I got to pay Mac, man about change, and he is free. Here we go.
Yeah.
I want to be free of anxiety, poverty, and things bothering me. Free of the picture they depict of my society. Free of the nosy neighbors swearing I ain't doing right. Free of temptation, which seems to be my kryptonite. Free of the comments and the ridicules I seem to go through. Free of the stress and the power just to stay hopeful. Free of the world, the problems of this economy. I wish I could free friends from the problems of that poverty. Free me from the chains of this mental slave condition. Free myself and family so they will start to listen, Lord. Free my father from the powers of that crack pipe. Help him straighten up so we can finally get his act right. Lord, free his mind so we can believe he can't come out of it. Free me from the liars and the people who are counterfeit. Free Jago, keep you covering over him. And I pray, Lord, that nothing bad ever come to him. Free me from this feeling that I've met defeat. Free me from the enemy, make him retreat. Lord, deliver me a meal so I can help my fam eat. Deliver me peace so I can keep my sanity. Free me from the stupidity. city of this world. Free me from the Jezebels and these no good girls. Free me from the blindness and things cloud my vision. Free the word of death is so everyone will listen. Free us from the restrictions of our own time. Free us from the prison of our own minds. Free us of limitations so that nothing will stop us. Free us of wrongdoing so we can do this proper, Lord. I just wanna be free. Yeah, I just wanna be free. Lord, free me from my anger and all of my wrong ways. Free me from lashing out when it's just one of those days. Free me from my pride so I can always give you praise. Free me from this bottle of urge for the present days. Free me from my past and going back to old ways. Free me from the lust of the girls that I still crave. Free me from this feeling that I'm trapped in a cage. Keep me under control so I do not release my rage. Keep me going strong even on my weaker days. Free my spiritual family from always feeling pain. Open the people's eyes so they can see the wrong ways. And if they're hypnotized, please release them from their days. Help us respect our parents so you listen our days. Soften the hard head so they will listen our ways. Free me from depending on other people for my gain. Free me from harsh words delivering me pain. Free me from being stagnant, give me power to maintain. Give me power in my words cause in them I promote change. Give me versatility so that nothing will be the same. Give me power in my music so that I can change the game. Give me wisdom in my words to help the people maintain. Deliver something good so no more kids will be slain. Stop the dope boys destroying families with Cain. Free us from the allure of the glory of the game. Instead, let us see the true side, the agony and pain. Rescue the lost souls in need of being saved. Put your spirit in us so that like you we will behave. Lord, I ask you to please make things change. Cause I just wanna be free. Yeah. Cause I just wanna be free. Lord, I just wanna be free from the things that seem to have a hold on me. Lord, I just wanna be free from the things that seem to have a hold on me. Lord, I just wanna be free from the things that seem to have a hold on me. Lord, I just wanna be free from the things that seem to have a hold on me.
Lord, it's so hard.
Cause I just wanna be free.
A constant struggle.
Cause I just wanna be free.
Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way. Many are blind and cannot find the truth, cause no one seems to really know. But I won't accept that this is how it's gonna be. Therefore, you got to let me and my people go, go.
All right. That was the remix of Free by Mac, Man About Change. Just want to be free. And whoever the Jesus free is free indeed, everybody. We don't have to worry about what people are saying. We don't have to be prisoners to our own insecurities. We just have to be free. That's it. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Choose me. Choose freedom. And that's yeah, I just a chill in my spirit. Choose me. Choose freedom. That's what Jesus is trying to say. If you just tune in, you're listening to Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with me, myself, and I, Sister Poochie. And we're just sitting back, going on a little of the word, listening to some very talented artists. And the people who send their music in for us to play or who have sent their music in for us to play, I am so grateful. I always sell the Flashback Friday facts, which I say over and over again, so I'm not going to use that one. But the fact is, we over the 8 years, have collected a wonderful library of music, and it's hiring gospel, pop, gospel house, gospel, you name it, kind of gospel, singing the praise of the Lord that we have, that we're so grateful to be a steward over and make sure people can listen and hear what you have to say. And on that note, if you want to be heard on the show, all you have to do is email I as in intelligent, Cummings, Cummings, at Journey Home Ministries, .org. And he will let you know when you're going to be heard on the air. So that's you send if you want to be heard on the show, that's where you email the information to. Again, it's I as intelligent. Come, Cummings, at journeyhomeministries.org. All right, everybody, let's keep on going with this music. You know, one of the, I guess, one flashback Friday fact, and I don't know if I told you this, is that I used to be the DJ also. If you listen to some of the old songs, you will see that I'm not DJing was my gift, but it got us through until we came across our resident house music DJ, DJ Frankie Vive. And when God made that divine connection, I was just floored. Here's the thing, because when before this show became reality, I said it has to have a house music break-in. And one of the things it does, because I love house music, I know a lot of people who love house music, we're from Chicago, and I didn't realize there was that big of a listening audience for this type of music, and people who have never heard gospel house music usually end up falling in love. All right, but DJ Frankie came our way, and he's working on his fifth year of being resident DJ for gospel house music. And I can't say nothing else, but girl, just play the song. That's all I can say. All right, here we go. This is the dance break for the month. And remember, I want you to always understand what the dance is all about. First, it gives you 15 minutes of praise God and Jesus Christ without stopping. It gives you that time to just let loose and get into the spirit. It also lets you listen to the messages that the DJ is saying by the way he arranges his song, because this it's in itself is his ministry. Okay, so here we go. Here's the dance break for the week. And here we go.
You're listening to DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
Oh, yeah. In the evening, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the midnight hour, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yes, he is.
He's all right.
Yes, he is.
He's all right.
Yes, he is.
He's all right.
Back this evening to some of that old school hand clapping, foot stomping tradition.
DJ Frankie Vibe bringing his gospel sound to the show, and I love that mix. He's all right, you know, put your hands together, everybody, because God is all right. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're almost at the end of the show, but you still hear the verse. Anyway, you listen to Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is an edition of Flashback Friday with me, myself, and I am whom I'm talking about. And we're coming from Matthew 5th chapter through the 12th verse. And it says this: Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. The same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. They persecuted anyone who was coming in the name of the Lord, including our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right. I want to congratulate Isaiah Cummings. He has just taking the position of the pastor's assistant. And if you don't know who Isaiah Cummings is, he is IC the Great, the one and only youth show host. And so he's going to be doing double duty. So if you want to contact me, my email address is Sister Pucci, SISTAPOOOCHIE at journeyhomeministries.org. Or you can reach IC the Great at I Cummings, I spelled it before, CUMMINGS, journeyhomeministries.org. Okay, everybody, I can squeeze another song in here, and we're going to come with IC the Great, with the Great, the Commission, because that's the job we're all supposed to be doing down here, is the Commission. Here we go.
Yo, what it do is to be your boy, IC the Great.
You know.
And, you know, a lot of things that's going on in the world, we need the Lord's help.
We do.
So feel me. Get it.
Yo, Lord, help me, life without you feel so empty. Don't wanna be consumed by this world, Satan, you tryna tempt me. Getting high, always the answer, my circumstances still convict me. My wrongdoings, man, yeah, man, it still afflicts me. Pray I get right for the Messiah, come and get me. God gave me a new look, yeah, look at 50. Wanna live clean unto the Lord, not filthy. I hope these words in the church of heart, I hope you feel me. This walk is not easy, so for genuine folks will do you greedy to see. In full manifested form, leaving your spirit uneasy. God on the cross, so we can be in the land of the living. Leave us with the Lord.
I'm in the midst of this commission, I ain't waiting for nobody that's been trying to hold me back, cause I ain't playing. In the midst of this manipulation and the instigation, yo, I gotta keep myself under subjection. I ain't hating, got my mind on my father's business, so I am proceeding. The reason why I stay down on my knees for any reason. If you think I'm gonna be playing when I ride up on the set, run a check. We representing for Jesus in effect, baby.
You gonna have manipulators and soothsayers who wanna see you fall and won't congratulate you. Satan is a liar, I decree we go higher. His devices ain't scaring me, I'm a candidate for true life ministry. Jesus be my energy, won't stop until I make it. Best to keep it real, no time to fake it. I'm going hard, no more waiting, doing God's work, require patience. Missing your wealth when you in midst of stagnation. Sell out to Jesus, don't be a people pleaser, selling your soul for a little or nothing, think you got it all. Pride come before a fall, Lord, I surrender all. I surrender all, Lord, I surrender all.
Up under subjection, I ain't hating. Got my mind on my father's business, so I can proceed. The reason why I stay down on my knees for any reason. If you think I'm gonna be playing when I ride up on the set, run a check. We representing for Jesus in effect, baby. Yeah.
Hey,
all right, that was our very own I See the Great Ike Cummings, who's now the youth DJ as well as the pastor's assistant. Thank God for elevation. Congratulations on your elevation with that. I see. All right. The show is almost over. I can't believe it already. As soon as I get on the road, you know, it comes to an end. But I just wanted to take a moment and encourage you to definitely go to our website at www.jhom.org. There we have a multitude of resources there, and they're all free. Any way you need to receive the word, we have tried to give you an avenue to actually receive the word through that avenue. And so we have like a buffet of food, spiritual food for you at our website. Not only do we do the shows, I do Facebook Go Live. We have a leadership lounge that are by invitation only to leaders. So if you're a leader, email me and we'll try to get you in there. On Facebook, a group on Facebook. And as I look back as the founder, you know, I'm the presiding minister, but I'm also the founder of this ministry, I'm still in shock. And the reason I said I'm still in shock because I see the increase that God has given this ministry, the grace, the mercy, the favor. I see it. And it wouldn't have happened without the listening audience. You give us purpose of being here, and that is why I love you so much. I say I love the people who listen live, and I love the people who listen later. Whenever you're listening, the fact that you're listening gives me great joy, and I just wanted to express that and let everybody appreciate you. Whatever name you're going by today, you are truly appreciated, and you're also doing the work of the kingdom. You are doing the great mission because you're listening to spiritual things, and you're going out and hopefully telling people about what you heard. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we all roll out of here, and that is with the song How Great Thou Art. We chose that as our closing song because it just, oh my goodness, how great it speaks for itself, how great thou art. It's something that it's a good way of praising God before we leave the show. And we're going to get to it in one moment. Of course, my computer freezes. Just when you need it. Doesn't it freeze up? Okay. don't forget to meditate on the word that I gave you today about all the different things that we can be and all the promises that God has made over that. You know, these I read were actual promises of the Bible. So you can guarantee that if you follow the lead here and understand, you're going to inherit. We're rolling out of here. Peace, blessings. I love you all. Sister Pucci is out. And here is A Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. All right. Peace and blessings.